Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 31 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 28 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees.
K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good morning. K-A-9-S-X-H. K-A-9-S-X-H.
Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, this is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, you're on air, Jeff. Over.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
This is KC8POA. Do we have any pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie, Quebec. KE8ECQ, Dave, Bay City, no traffic on.
Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, we're on, no traffic. Do we have any other pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now.
Kilo DAZ, Mini Bird, no traffic.
100 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
Okay, it's 7 o'clock. This is a Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Rick. My call sign is KC8BOA. I am located in Saginaw. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a TL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on EchoLink at KDAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. At this time, I would like to take check-ins from any EchoLink stations. At this time, I'll take regular check-ins. Please call now, KC8BOA. Well, if we don't get a few more stations joining, it's going to be short net. We'll pick it up with KE8PCQ. Dave, go ahead and pick it up with KCYVF on standby.
KC8VOA in the group. Well, earlier this week, I grabbed the one handheld that I use for a particular net, and I got nothing. It wouldn't work. So I changed the battery and didn't look at it. I'll use another handheld, and I grabbed another one and put that off to the side. So there begins my journey on the Yaesu VX6, which is a magnesium-cased, bulletproof radio with AM and FM and shortwave and everything else to go with it. Let me buy a second. So I fiddle-faddled around for 2 days, only to figure out that there was a button on the left that was a digital memory, and it has to do with picking up specialized stations. And somehow that got touched, and you can push it down like three different pushes, does different things. I don't know what happened, but anyway, I got it fixed, and all is well. With that said, winter's back here, and I'm going to turn it back to Nat. KE8PCQ.
Well, very good, Dave. Very good. I wish that was all that was wrong with my VX5R. It's got one magnesium case the same and everything else. It's a nice radio. And would do a lot as far as receiving different frequencies and so forth, but it's having problems transmitting now, and still works on receive. So I like to use that for fox hunting, but it's on its last legs, I would say. Next, we'll go to KC8YVF with KD8TAZ on standby. Go ahead and pick it up there, Ron. KC8VOA.
KC8BOA, this is
KC8YVF. Well, for me, yeah, at least, knock on wood, all of my radios are doing well, healthy at least. I do have a couple radios that some of the buttons don't work anymore. My old Kenwood THD7, I have a couple of those, and the right buttons on those no longer work. They've kind of got corroded or whatever on the inside, and I've taken apart one of them apart before. I got apart, but boy, I don't really want to dig into this one again to try and clean contacts or anything. One, it works the squelch, so I can't adjust the squelch, and the other is the backlighting. Can't do that either. Just not making contact or anything anymore on either one of those radios because they don't get used a lot, those two buttons, so they don't work. Last time I had, you have a very small ribbon cable that has to come undone in order to get the back off and get it. And boy, this is not something I want to dig into anymore. That's kind of not something I want to do. But other than that, everything's working okay. I've been working on some 3D projects over the weekend here. One of them, my son-in-law sent me a picture of a part that he has at work that broke, and he asked me if I could possibly replicate this part and print him one. It is, the part says right on it, ABS. So I was able to replicate it in Tinkercad and print a couple of prototypes to make sure everything was lined up and the holes and everything that's in this part. There are 3, 4, 5 different holes of various sizes in it, and it is a part that holds on a deflector for a boss push behind or walk behind salt spreader that they use in their company. So one of the guys had broken this part, so I was able to replicate it. I printed them off four of these parts, so it comes in two halves. So I got one half, or made the part, split it in half, and then duplicated the half, so yeah, two matching parts, and got 8 of those, so they got 4 complete parts. So I was able to do that. My drafting skills are getting a little bit more improved. It took me about an hour to do it, and then I printed it to test it, needed to make some adjustments. I came back up and my part was gone, so I had to redo it from scratch again. Note to self, I had a couple of different things that I didn't do correctly, and now I know how to do them and do that. So Tinkercad is getting a little bit easier, so I'm kind of proud of myself. I was able to duplicate this very simple part and make it. So other than that, I had a dinner last night up in Freeland, on Saturday night up in Freeland, up at the Sanford Lake Bar, and boy, what a treacherous time coming home last night. It was snowing up there as well as around here. It was a wet snow. It was slippery. If you've ever been up at that restaurant, it's kind of back in the boonies. And so I followed a snowplow all the way down 10 until we got just off onto M47, off from 10. Doing about 40 to 45 miles an hour was about it. And nobody was able to pass the snowplow. I had lots of people go past me, but they, again, stopped at the snowplow who was kind of plowing both lanes. So everybody kind of piled up again. So just stayed back, bided my time, and made it home in one piece, and that was the good thing. But it wasn't fun last night. It took me almost twice as long to get home as it did to get there. With that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. Thanks, Rick, for doing the net for the 73-round KC8YVF.
Well, very good, Ron. At least you made it home safe and sound and played it safe. The boy's girlfriend was on her way home from Columbiaville last night and was on night road just a couple miles from being home, and she had some wind catch the vehicle on some icy pavement, and you know how big the ditches are out there, and she ended up in the ditch and pulled the vehicle out. But no one got hurt, thank goodness. Neither her nor the kids got hurt, and all's well. Just, you know, being an expensive ordeal with shopping for a new vehicle.
Next, we'll go to KD8PAZ. Minnie, you're up, and then we'll do a standby and see if anyone else would like to join us. Go ahead and take it, Minnie. KC, be away.
Well, good evening, KC8VOA. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Dave and Ron there. It's good to hear you all in here tonight. Not doing too much. Working on a puzzle here. It's a 1,000-piece, and I've got it probably 3/4 done. So it's the one that Joe gave me. So when I get it done, I'll put it on Facebook like I did the other one, Candy Kiss there that I put on there. So other than that, I've been staying. I did go grocery shopping yesterday because I knew the snow was coming. So I stayed in all day today. Haven't been outside at all. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8VOA.
Well, Minnie, you're a wise woman staying on the warm side of the door there. Do we have any other stations who would like to join the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now. KC8VOA.
K8KCI, Jeff in Oakley. N8KPR, Bob in Frank Moose. Good evening.
N8N10, Beaver Township.
Okay, we've had Jeff, Bob, and Doug join us. We'll go ahead and pick it up with KC8KCI. Go ahead and pick it up there, Jeff, with NAKPR on standby. KC8, be away.
Hey, appreciate it. Good hearing everybody on net on this good old Sunday. Well, it was pretty unavailing. Good weather, rain, snow, ice, you know. Whatever it threw at us, I'm sure everybody was enjoying it, not. But other than that, I went to the grandson's basketball game yesterday and had another one today. So that was fun. We went there and watched him play. Other than that, just kind of been working on the old UTV side-by-side and trying to get it to work, and I think it's time to trade her in and get a different one. She's just got a lot of miles on her, but I just been replacing too many things, and she's telling me something, so that's kind of what I've been doing, other than staying in the house when it's cold. This wind's just been crazy out there, so other than that, just haven't been talking on the radio much either, just kind of been hanging and getting taxes around, so I'm trying to sort paper out and other things like that. But other than that, we'll send back to Net Control. This is KCI. Back to Net.
Well, thank you there, Jeff. Next we'll go to NAKPR. Bob, go ahead and pick it up. KC8, be away.
Good evening, everybody. Not a whole lot going on here. Just went to church this morning, and then I'm building a tabletop for, we have a patio, one of those patio tables with a glass top. Well, my wife left the umbrella up, and the umbrella shop there, and come back down onto the glass table, a glass top, and just shattered it. So she says, "I really like that table. Can you build a top for it?" I goes, "I don't know." So anyways, that's what I'm working on now. I got half of it glued together. I'm using boards, pine, and then I got a special top I'm putting on it. It's only about an eighth of an inch thick, but it's weatherproof, so it should be okay outside. Going to take it up north anyways to the campground. And so I'm kind of like halfway done with the top. Started on the other half of it yesterday and added a couple more boards to it. And then walked on the treadmill for about 45 minutes, and then did my exercises with some weights and whatnot. Whole routine I go through, but then chasing POTA in between. I'll chase POTA, you know, see a few stations out there. I'll get them if I can. And if I can't, you know, I'll come back in an hour or so and see what I can get. I got a few today. It was better this afternoon, earlier afternoon. It's kind of dead right now. But usually by 8 o'clock, they're all done anyway. So, but it's said back to net, 98KPR.
Thank you there, Bob. Next we'll go to NTN. Doug, go ahead and pick it up, and then we'll do another standby, see if anybody else is out there that'd like to join us. KCAVOA.
Well, good evening. Good evening to all. Turn a scanner down, because when I turn the transmitter on, scanners get blocked. All kinds of noise. Just doing a peaceful night. Went and did work church this morning and whatnot. I had to scrape and scrape and scrape to get all the ice off the car, but it worked. And got hit back. They had a little problem getting the state net going tonight, but finally I got everything hooked up and the way it went. Other than that, just listening to the things going on. And it ends in.
Well, thank you there, Doug. Do we have any other stations who would like to join the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now, KC8VOA. Well, hearing none, I'll take a crack at it. This weekend, we've had six grandkids over for the weekend, and never a dull moment around here, that's for sure. It was always something, trying to keep them busy with something. I did take the oldest grandson. He did come down here to the shack with me for a little bit, and we looked at a few different things. I asked him if he was interested in doing fox hunting, and he looked at me kind of strange. I said, hunting for a radio transmitter. And so we watched a few videos on that, and he thought he might be interested in that. So as we get closer and closer to the June fox hunt, I'll have to keep prodding him to see where he's at with that. He was also interested in WLED. He really was interested in that more so than anything else. He's a big-time gamer, and he'd like to put some lights up around his gaming console and everything else to have it flash to do different things. So he may work on that project again in the future. Next, we'll go to KE8-PECQ. Go ahead and pick up, Dave. KC8-VOA.
KC8-VOA in the group. Just a reminder that at the end of the month, the end full weekend, I think it's 24-25, that's Winter Field Day. And also I got an email from N3FJP for their software. They have an upgrade. If you're on the full ride for the software, it should go out and automatically grab it. If not, you're going to have to maybe just join on, I guess, and get it done. But they sent me out an email, and I thought I'd just pass that on. But that being said, KE8PCQ, 7-3, everybody. God bless. Have a great week.
Well, thank you, Dave. You have a wonderful night and a great week. Next we'll go to KCAYVF with TDAPAZ on standby. And Ron, maybe you could say a couple words about Winter Field Day. KC8VOA.
Okay, Rick. And Dave, I did an upgrade on my software, Winter Field Day software. Is that like 2.9 something? Now it's 2.9.1 or 01 or something like that. So made some sort of a modification. So again, a couple of days before, I will make sure I run the software again just to make sure that there is no further update and on that one. And Winter Field Day, yeah, he said coming up 24th, 25th of the month, we'll be back out at Harry Brown Airport in the conference room. As of right now, we only have four stations. We have two sideband and two digital. We do not have a confirmed CW station for this year, so I've got to send out a couple of emails to Doc and Dave and see if either one of those are interested in doing Winter Field Day and get our CW station, because those score a lot of points for us. They get 2 points, along with the digital, get 2 points to the sideband stations that only get 1 point for a contact. So that will be coming up. We'll have an online meeting probably about the week before to iron out any further issues or any issues that might be having. I got some parts coming in. I have a 40-meter bandpass filter supposed to be delivered tomorrow. I also got some devices to, since normally out there I got to run my cord across a driveway. And for the last several years I've taken some painter poles and brought the cable up and over the driveway. Well, I don't want to continue to do that, so I bought some basically devices that will lay across the ground. You open them up, you drop your cable into it, and the cars can drive over it, and it won't crush my cable, so that should help things out. Setup will start at 9 o'clock in the morning. It goes live at 11. So 11 in the morning is when the contest starts, and we'll go from there. So always have a good time. Come on out to the airport. Work one of the stations if you don't want to set one up. If you do want to set one up, let me know so I can make plans for you at the table to work with it. The biggest thing is antenna challenge, trying to get the antennas far enough apart out there at the airport. It is still a working airport, so height is limited to 30 feet. Every antenna structure has to be self-standing. Can't pound anything into grounds, anything like that. So got to have a self-standing antenna, your own radio, and your own power supply. We're not using commercial, as you don't do in Summerfield Day. So generator, battery, whatever you want to use to run your station. So that's what I've got. Any questions, let me know at kc8yvf@husfamily.com, and I will send you any further information you might want. Let me break. Today, my brother and sister-in-law were up to the house for a visit. We went out for dinner tonight and came back and had dessert before they headed back home down to Swartz Creek. We made it down to their house before Thanksgiving, and we wanted to get them up before they head off to Florida. End of the month, they go to Florida for a month, get out of the real cold weather, and I don't blame them. So had them up, had a good visit, good dinner, and enjoyable weekend. So that, I'll turn it back over to you, Rick. Thanks for doing the net, and we'll talk to everyone next week. KC8YVF, back to net.
Well, very good, Ron. Very good. Doesn't sound like you had much time to have the 3D prune running by the sounds of things. Next, we'll go to KD8PAZ. Then you go ahead and pick it up with KC8KCI on standby. KC8BOA.
Well, good evening again there, Rick. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Jeff, Bob, and Doug. That's good to hear them in there also. Like I said, I'm not doing too much. I'll be working on this puzzle. Hopefully we get it done tomorrow and get it on Facebook so everybody can see it. I'll let everybody know tomorrow night when we get on the net. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8VOA.
Well, thank you, Minnie. You have a wonderful night. We'll be looking forward to hearing you tomorrow night. And you have a wonderful week. Next, we'll go to KC8KCI, and then we'll do a standby. KC8BOA. Sorry, Jeff. K8KCI.
That's all right. It's a tongue twister, I know. K8KCI. Yeah, it's a good one. You start saying it, and yeah, you slip up. But say it fast, nobody knows the difference, but we appreciate it. Other than that, we're just looking forward to the old Winterfield Day. We're going to bring the old POTA unit out there, and I think that's what we're going to set up with the ice fishing shanty and go from there. But it'll be something to do and a challenge, and help anybody in any way I can to set up for everybody else. So other than that, we got our list of things, and heater, battery, meter, tire mount, coax, antennas, laptop, and then good old radio. So we'll use the G90, and we'll see what we can do. But other than that, good hearing from everybody. And we'll probably be on tomorrow, 9 o'clock. It's KKCI. We'll be clear. Back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. We'll be looking forward to hearing you tomorrow night. And you have a wonderful night and a wonderful week as well. Do we have any stations wishing to join the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now. KCA. Next, we'll move to N8KPR. Bob, go ahead and pick it up with N8NTN on standby. KCABOA.
I don't have much more to add. I just kind of scanned through hold it here and while I'm listening. And I went over to 40 meters, and oh, my God, I got like 10 over 9 for noise level. Something's going on. I get that periodically. You know, there's probably some transformer going around here or something. But 20 meters, it's like, that's one. 40 meters, like 10 over 9. So, who knows, in an hour, it'll probably go like completely away. Happens every once in a while on 40 and 20 meters. But when that happens, I just generally turn the volume down and walk away for a while. But anyways, I'll talk to you all tomorrow night because everyone will be out there. And thanks for doing the net, Rick. Back to net control, NAKPR.
Well, thank you, Bob. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you tomorrow night. And you have a wonderful evening and a wonderful week. Next, we'll go to Doug, N-A-N-T-N. Go ahead and pick it up, Doug, KC-8-B-L-A.
Well, good evening again. And when I was talking last time, I started smelling something strange. I've got the 7300 trying to pick up. They're supposedly doing a 10-meter net over in Midland on 28380, but I haven't heard anything there. And as I'm talking on this one, I start smelling a strange, it's not like anything normal cooking getting hot, but just a little edgy smell. And I reached around, hit the power switch on the power supply for the 7300, and it went away. The smell was, and I turned it back on, and now I don't hear it. I smell it anymore. So I gotta go hunting. Sniff, 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 and see where I can find it. Y'all have a good evening, everybody. Talk to you later. And it ends here.
Well, thank you, there, Doug, and good luck hunting for that problem. And if it just totally burned out, it'd be sometimes easier to find. That's for sure. But hopefully you can find it before it creates any damage. You have a wonderful night. Hopefully we hear you tomorrow night, and you have a wonderful week. Do we have any other stations wishing to join the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now, KC8BOA.
This is KF8EDQ, Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
Mike, you are up. You are on the bottom of the list. Go ahead and pick it up. KCABLA.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for doing the net. Is this the 7? I think this is a 73 round already. So what did I do this last weekend? I went to the animal shelter. I walked some dogs as much as I can. They don't want to stay outside for very much. So we were doing inside play time and got a bunch of blankets and piled them up and was cuddling with the dogs and feeding them milk bones and doing, they did play group inside. I went up in my attic yesterday. I put up some HF antennas, some their radio waves, double bazooka antennas, a 20 and a 40 meter antenna. And I've got those plastic stapled up in the rafters. And I have it grounded here in the office, so seemed to be getting out okay, even though the conditions aren't ideal right now. So we'll see how they perform once things open up a little bit more. Kind of relaxed this afternoon and took a little nap. So kind of resting up, and I feel like I'm ready to start my week. So I'll say 7-3, and I'll pass it back to Nat. This is KFAEDQ. Thanks, Rick.
Well, thank you, Mike, and you have a good night, and we're looking forward to hearing you tomorrow night on tomorrow night's Nat. And you have a wonderful week as well. Are there any other stations who would like to join the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call now. Okay, not hearing any. For myself this weekend, like I said, I've been busy with the grandkids, and a little bit later today, I ended up getting the 3D printer going, and I am printing some of those between the seat and console fillers to keep stuff from falling down between the seat and the console. And hopefully that works out well. Find out. Part of it's TPU, and part of it I printed in ABS Plus 2, and hopefully that all works out. Are there any closing comments or rechecks for the net? Please call now. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Rick, KC8DOA. The net is now closed. The time is 7:30, and repeaters return back to normal amateur use. 73, KC8DOA. KC8YMF.
Go ahead, Rick.
Did you copy everybody?
Yes, I did. I got all eight contacts.
Okay. Got anything going on with the 3D printer?
Other than that part that I made, yeah, last night at dinner, I started the ABS print of it because that's what it had to be printed in. So I put those on the printer and got those started while we went up to Sanford for dinner, turned on the filters, and stayed out of the house, so or out of the basement. They came out really well, so I think my son-in-law will be pleased with it. I know when I asked him if they could buy just that part, he said no. In order to get this plastic part, they had to buy a repair kit, which was like $90 for a repair kit that included other parts in it, so this will save them. I would just figure out what I had material-wise, design-wise, and print-wise, time-wise, and that printing and that. So come up with a dollar amount. He said, give me a dollar amount, and I'll tell my boss, and so I'll save them some a bunch of money, and they'll have 4 parts. If they break one again, they'll have replacement parts. So that's all I've got, actually. And then tonight, I made a little modification to my robot game that I had printed a little while back. I got the bugs out of the belts and things like that, so that's running good. But I kept dropping the packages. The robot has to pick up these packages and slide them onto its little arms, and it kept falling off. So I just went into the slicer and designed made a simple box, a primitive box, made it to a certain size, only 1 millimeter thick, and then like 4 millimeters wide and like 23 millimeters long, and I added it to the center part of the robot so it sticks out just a little bit more. So I just one drop of super glue to just kind of tack it in place and tried the game tonight, and now I'm able to deliver the package from one belt to the other without continually losing it off the arm. So that little bit of material seemed to help out quite a bit. So that was nice. Nothing else going on the printer, at least. I have the Christmas train project to do, and there's another one coming up in crowdfunding that I want to do.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah, I haven't gotten into printing any of this stuff from crowdfunding. I've been looking at different things for fox hunting and so forth right now this time of year, and trying to get some things lined up, and prices on some things have just gone through the roof, that's for sure. But there are some new changes out there, some new things that can do different things out there, which is kind of interesting. So I find that interesting. I got some stuff I've got to fix too from last time out. I've had a couple failures on my equipment, so I need to get that taken care of as well. Okay, see you if you like.
Yeah, I also noticed online somebody made brackets for the measuring tape antenna. Instead of using hold clamps and keys and that, I found online that a guy had designed brackets, so you just attach the brackets to the half-inch PVC pipe, and it holds the mounts the measuring tapes to the PVC, and has place in order for the jumper in the center and all of that. So I may print one of those out, make another antenna just to see how that works. But yeah, it's just some printable brackets instead of using the keys in it, and then trying to use the hose clamps to attach the measuring tape to the center point there. So I did see that online, a couple of different things. But yeah, the crowdfunding, I did this robot game, which was crowdfunding. The next one I just did, I haven't printed it yet. This will be, again, another long-duration project. Is the Christmas train. A guy over in France designed the train and added different things to it, so he will still be adding in order to fulfill the proposal that he did. So it's a working locomotive. It will be remote control using servo motors and things like that, but different mechanical motors and that from what they call the cyber brick electronics collection. I got a couple of those that I purchased to build these projects. I've got coal cars and passenger cars and flatbeds and all sorts of things, a variety of different tracks that you can print. The engine has a working smoke in it, headlight. The other things he's supposed to deliver is a working train station and crossings and things like that are part of the project. His original goal was $5,000 to deliver all of the different parts. And to date, he's raised over $17,000 in this crowdfunding project. So that's the next one up. But the next one I'm waiting for is a guy is going to be designing or is designing and print off and that a high caliber monitor for particulates and things like that in it for that. I have one that's in the station or downstairs with the printer. It's about $40 from Amazon, but this is going to be using a larger screen, a 4.3-inch type of screen, and have like six or seven or eight different high quality sensors. So he said to buy one of these would cost you about $400. The parts and that are going to be into this one will still run me about $150 for all the sensors and the screen and all of that to do that. But it will be, for a quality monitor type of system, a third the price of what you would go out and buy one. So it looks kind of interesting. He hasn't put it up yet, but he kind of designed what the project is going to be about, what he's going to do. So they'll email me when this is available. It depends on how much he wants to get into it. The other ones have been like $25 or something like that, so minimal to get into it. But I've seen some of these projects that they've wanted like $200 or $250 to buy into the project, and that's not happening.
Yep, a little rich for my blood. Yeah, it's kind of expensive. But that Christmas train sounds pretty elaborate. That does sound pretty elaborate. That sounds kind of neat. Now, does it have tracks, or does it run free, or what? How does it run?
It has tracks. You can print. He has a variety of different tracks, state tracks or straight tracks, as well as different types of curves, intersections, all of these that he's designed, so it will run on a track. It is not HO scale, as he put it. It's larger than an HO scale. But yeah, it's got the working wheels and all of that stuff. So powered, it's the remote control. You'll use a standard cyber brick remote control and the components and that in it. So that's pretty cool. Again, ended up buying more filament for this project because I liked the color scheme that he had. So I had several of the colors.
But there was like two other colors that I had that I bought. One was a forest green, a dark color, and then there's a deep red in matted colors. So, but the only thing I could get forest green was in was a PET G. So there's most of it's going to be in matte colors, but there's PET G for that one. And luckily, the device, each part is printed individually, so I can print it on the A1 printer on a single color and or on the other one. These are not multicolors. You will print each separate part, and then they get glued together.
Oh, very good. Very good. That sounds like an interesting project. All right. Well, I shall let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. KC8YVF, KCAVOA.
All right, Rick. Yeah, with this one here, it's going to be another expensive project. I know I got the CyberBrick components, the box that comes with that. They're normally like $60, and I got them. They had them at Christmas. They had half price, so I got them for like $35 for the kit that has all these service motors and a bunch of stuff in it. And part of those things in that kit I'm not going to use. It comes with like rubber tires for doing cars and things like that. But quite a few of the parts I'm going to need. Plus there was quite a few other parts and certain size screws that I needed. I needed the part in order to generate the steam for the engine. Some lighting things that I had to order off on Amazon. I got one part coming in. He added a light part to it to help couple. He added lighting. So when the train lights, the other cars, the passenger cars will have lighting in them as well. So I had to buy some additional wiring in order to do that. That's supposed to be in. So I got like 35 in the main CyberBrick, and I've got probably another 40 in the rest of the other electronics. So there's about $75-$80 just in the electronics itself to go into this. So going to be a fairly long, complex project. You can make as many cars in that you want. So as big as you want this train to be, and like you said, he's going to be adding to this project as time goes on to fulfill his crowdfunding proposal that he has to do. So we will add those as we go. So it should be fun, and we'll see how this turns out. I'll be working on that. And I still got an engine, two-cycle engine, that I bought the parts for that I was supposed to do with my grandson. I still haven't printed that one yet, so that's still on my to-do just list for him and I to put together. So 73 tonight, Rick. We'll talk to you tomorrow. KC8YVF with KC8VOA.
Okay, Ron, you have a wonderful night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night. KC8VOA.
Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 28 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 29 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 29 degrees.